Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Wendy Kahn. She's the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. We've just spoken with Tali Nates talking about the organized protests outside the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, where activists have demanded that the museum take a political stance on Israel and Gaza. The South African Jewish Board of Deputies has naturally condemned these demonstrations. And we wanted to speak to Wendy to find out where to from here. So Wendy, can you take us through it from your perspective? How did this all come about? We spoke to Tali Nates a little bit earlier. She seemed almost bewildered by what is actually happening.
Yeah, I think bewildered, I'm not angry, yes, maybe. This has been a concerted campaign against the South African Jewish community since the beginning of the war, literally since the 7th of October. Although we have this incredible constitutional democracy, we have seen these various BDS groups, South African Jews of Free Palestine being one of them, harassing and bullying South African Jews to conform to their worldview and the way they see these kind of political issues. And if you're not prepared to do that, they will protest and they will harass. And we have spent the last 2 years working with various Jewish organizations, but not just Jewish organizations, individuals in the workplace, students on university campuses, academics on campuses, business leaders who have all been subjected to these kind of bullying tactics. And it's unacceptable. We've had to literally not just provide these people with assistance in terms of the social media where they've been doxxed, but broader than that, we've had to give some legal assistance, we've had to give even psychological assistance to some of these individuals. This is just the next step of the targeting of institutions that are associated with our community to try and drive us actually out of the public spaces. And I think that this is very worrying, and it's something that we have to stand up to, and I'm proud that the South African Jewish community has stood up to it.
So what do you think they want to achieve? What does success look like to this group in terms of the Holocaust and the Genocide and Holocaust Center?
They want the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide, and all, incidentally, there've been similar protests in Cape Town. There've been similar protests at the Durban Holocaust and Genocide Center. They want their narrative to be endorsed by these institutions. These are very reputable, very credible institutions that are doing an incredible amount in education around intolerance, around hatred. And ironically, they're being subjected to these things right now. But they want the hechsher of these institutions for their cause and their worldview. And until they get that, and until they get one of the leadership, and to the extent that they're even prepared to go and distort or lie about what one of the leaders has said, they will just kind of carry on with these tactics.
So now they're going for dead Jews, it would seem. It used to be that that at least that the Holocaust victims were protected, but not really anymore. Okay, so I understand that. What can be done? What is the South African Jewish Board of Deputies actually able to do in a case like this?
We are, we've got to make sure that our community initially feels safe,
right,
and that they don't feel bullied and intimidated. And as I say, we've done a lot of work with people in terms of that. We will stand up on the media, and we will have our word. We've already had a couple of interviews around this. We have several opinion pieces that will be going out to explain what genocide actually is. You might have seen opposite the Holocaust and Genocide Center yesterday was a big sign in graffiti on one of the walls, which says, If everything is genocide, then nothing is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to convey those kind of messages, that genocide is not an adjective. It's not a word that should be used lightly. And we've come out with this over the last months, when genocide has been used, not just in terms of the issue with Gaza, but it's been used in other contexts. It's been used in terms of South Africa. It's been used in terms of, it's become an adjective, and we are fighting against the usage of that word, because it does have a specific meaning, and that's why institutions like the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Centre are so incredibly important in teaching what a genocide actually is.
So help me figure this out, because it's something that I grapple with all the time, and here's a perfect example. This isn't a major group of people, but it's a very important mission that, in their mind, certainly that they've taken on. To what extent do we/us here at Chai, you talking about it, to what extent are we falling into their trap by making this public, talking about it? I so often grapple with this, where I think, why am I giving these morons, I'm sorry, the publicity that they crave? How do we figure that out?
It's an incredible tightrope, and there've been many, many instances where issues have come up, and the only media that is actually covering them is the Jewish media. And it is really a pity to be giving them platforms of this nature. But I think we still, and we need to call them out for what they are. Basically, they are, they're providing legitimacy, and they're shielding these BDS groups against the label of anti-Semitism, which is really what they're doing. When you go to a Holocaust center and you protest outside, that's exactly what you're doing. This is incredibly offensive to Jewish people. But what they are, by having the South African Jews of Free Palestine there, you're giving it this kind of legitimacy and this kind of cover, and masking what really your intentions are. So I agree with you, Howard. It's an incredibly, you've got to choose when the issues are so egregious that they need to be called out, and that's exactly what's happening today. Later this week, you're probably aware that we have a court case in Cape Town against UCT, and again, the South African Jews for Free Palestine have joined as an amicus to that case, trying to insert themselves into what really is a review application for against the UCT Council, who have made these boycott recommendations that are just so incredibly anti-Semitic. They have inserted themselves into that, and we have to be there. The South African Jewish Board of Deputies has to be, and we have come on as an amicus, because we have to stand up for the principles that this community stands for, and we cannot allow anti-Semitism to thrive on any university campus in our country.
Absolutely, Wendy Kahn, that is where we leave it. Thank you, as always.